It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Claire and Sam.
Now, Sam.
Yeah.
This has taken the internet by storm over the past 24 hours. It is absolutely phenomenal how different people hear this.
It is.
If you've seen, do you remember that dress? The blue and black or white and pink dress, depending on your eyes.
I think it was that. Because there was that, the shoes.
Then there was the shoes. The shoes were either a pink and white or a greeny colour and a grey.
Yeah.
And everyone saw it differently.
Yeah, even I hadn't seen that. And then I posted it on our hit page the other day.
Yeah. And looks like now we have an audio illusion, just like those visual ones.
How good is that? That suits us just fine because we work in audio land.
Pretty much. And it is basically a piece of audio that people are hearing very differently. Some people hear Laurel, other hear Yanny.
And it is so funny when we say it, we think, okay, we're going to hear one or the other in terms of if you say Yanny, then you listen to this and you think, oh, wait, I hear Laurel. It's so confusing.
It is very confusing. And apparently this could all depend on your hearing loss.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, we're going to play a little bit of audio. See if you hear Yanny or if you hear Laurel. Here we go.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay, so my ears keep changing.
Laurel. Laurel.
What are you hearing, Sam?
I'm still hearing Yanny.
I hear Laurel now.
No, we were just... Okay.
So...
We had this discussion yesterday with a group of workmates where Claire and I heard Yanny.
Yanny, and that's all I could hear. I couldn't hear where Laurel was coming into it. Have a listen to this.
You've changed page on me.
I know. I keep hearing different ones depending on when we play it.
All right, this is our chat with a few of our workmates in the studio yesterday. All right, what do you hear?
Laurel.
Laurel.
What? I hear Laurel now.
No, you're the same as me.
Laurel.
What do you hear, Lee?
Laurel.
What?
Laurel.
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 What? Claire's only me and you.
So we hear the word Yanny.
No.
Laurel.
I don't.
Laurel.
Yeah, that's
I don't hear, I hear the same as you. God.
You are saying the opposite of what they're saying.
Laurel.
Say it again. Laurel. Do it again.
Laurel.
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 I hear Yanny.
I hear Yanny.
Laurel.
Well, you're not hearing your hearing check.
I can't.
No, but that's the thing.
There you go. Nana Jude had a good point. You need your hearing checked.
Well, that's it. You actually do, because apparently, depending on whether you hear Laurel or Yanny, experts are saying it could depend on your level of hearing loss.
Oh.
So it's a 4-second audio clip that's being computer generated, and it is actually the word Laurel that the computer has generated. It is.
Just then, as you were hearing that back, we were both thinking it was Yanny. Did you just say that you heard Laurel?
I heard Laurel again.
So your ears have just...
My ears keep changing. Sometimes I hear Laurel, sometimes I hear
Yanny. I'm still Yanny.
Now, they're saying part of this comes down to hearing loss. Some people went as far as adjusting audio levels to try to get to the bottom of it, pointing out it could have something to do with high frequencies. And they're pretty much correct. Audiologist Dr. Bill Vass told the ABC it could be a high-pitched mosquito ringtone kind of problem.
Like a dog whistle type.
Yeah. So they can normally only be heard by people under 25 years. I remember in high school I had the mosquito ringtone and you'd turn it on, like you'd have it on so that you could hear your phone ringing in class and your teacher couldn't.
Oh,
everyone else in the class would be like, oh my God, stop it, that hurts.
And the teacher would be like, what are you guys talking about?
Exactly. And this is the same kind of idea in a way. And it's to do with high and low frequencies. So it doesn't explain which way is like hearing loss and which way is it. But depending on how you hear it, apparently it could be to do
that
with your hearing.
That is so interesting. Really interesting.
Can you play the other version that we have on the computer here? Because I know we've got two pages up. I want to see if I can still hear Laurel or if I hear Yanny on the other one.
Alrighty, let's hit
here
this bad boy.
Laurel.
I hear Laurel now.
Laurel.
I can't hear Yanny anymore.
I hear Yanny.
Laurel.
I hear Yanny. There was another linguist that actually came out
Laurel.
And said, I need to pause this, otherwise it's going to go on repeat. Actually said that it is Laurel.
Yes.
Yanny, there is no N sound. It's actually the R. But because it's a bit nasally and there's a vowel before it, you can combine the two. So who's smarter? Wait, is that a thing? Can you be smarter for one or the other?
No. Who has worse hearing loss is the real question here. But 13, 12, 16, what do you hear? Do you hear Laurel or Yanny? Yanny and Laurel. It is the new... I guess the new shoe
audio,
or dress.
Yes, new audio illusion.
Yeah, and we wanted to know, I'm hearing Yanny and Laurel. You're only hearing Yanny.
You're special, aren't you, Claire?
Oh, I don't know how I'm hearing both, but we wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, which ones you heard. Cindy gave us a call. Laurel or Yanny, what side are you on?
Well, when you played the first one,
yeah,
I
I heard Yanny.
Yeah.
When you just played that second one, I thought I heard Laurel.
See, this is what I mean. What? You're the same as me, Cindy. Our ears keep changing.
It was really weird.
It is strange, isn't it?
That is...
Yeah.
Because both of them, Cindy, I heard Yanny. I cannot hear anything else.
And yesterday, I could only hear Yanny. But now I'm hearing both.
I want to experience
when
Laurel.
When you played the first ones, I kept hearing Yanny. And when you just changed the audio or changed the...
Yeah, it was just a different website. But it's like it's maybe a different tone slightly.
Slightly different tone.
It was definitely a Laurel.
That doesn't explain me and hearing... that doesn't explain me and why I hear Yanny both times. So...
I don't know. Cindy, thank you very much for your call, though.
All good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. We also got Liana on the way to school.
Hey, Liana, are you on the school bus?
Yeah.
Okay, what is everyone on the bus here? Yanny or Laurel?
I'm pretty sure Yanny.
Yes.
Yanny, okay.
Did you hear Yanny for both of them, the different ones we played?
Yeah.
There you go.
Is there anyone on the bus that you know of that heard Laurel?
One girl that's sitting next to me.
Oh, really?
So one person...
So it's
confusing.
Not like an age thing at all?
No. Liana, thank you very much for your call this morning. Have fun on the bus to school.
Okay, see
ya. Now, I do know as well, okay, Yanny or Laurel, it can be interpreted by both. Obviously, this isn't like a hearing loss thing.
I was hoping it was an age thing and I was like young with the cool kids.
Yeah, no.
You know, lit.
But apparently, Yanny is at a higher frequency, Laurel is at a lower frequency. So it could be to do with the frequency your ears are picking up from that sound piece.
So it's not even about have you got better hearing or not.
Possibly
not. Just different sort of frequencies that you hear.
It's pretty cool, though.
You can
check it out online. It's on the Hit website at the moment, hit.com.au.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Listen, Claire, on air, off air meeting.
Yes.
All three of my screens... have frozen.
Okay, that's okay. Well,
and it's not loading.
I will do this story for you.
Can you get to Tuesday for me?
I'm already there. So we are talking about the sexiest jobs this morning. And
number one, radio presenter.
I have to admit, I haven't read the story because I was expecting you to. So I may sound a little off when I talk about this, but that's okay.
Can I just say, this is the second time this has happened to me this week and you've had to save me twice. But why isn't this working? I'm sick of technology.
Computers hate you.
Do we have to use technology?
Would you like to get 50,000 newspapers every morning and go through them? If you would, good luck.
Well, we're in the wrong business if we do that. Or, to get to our audience, we could just get a lot of those paper cups and string. And everyone just has to hold a paper cup and string.
You know, it's a lot more delicate than that for that to work, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's stupid. I don't know why I said it.
Look, dating apps.
Yeah, tell me more.
Everyone is on a dating app nowadays. Anyone who's not in a relationship. And hopefully...
I was going to say, are you still on one? That's a bit...
Ooh. No. You know what, though? Sam and I did do an experiment a year ago.
Yeah.
We both jumped back on Tinder to see...
Really?
Who would get, not that we were breaking
that
up or anything.
Yeah. You were doing it together. You weren't doing it behind each other's backs.
No. We were doing it together to see who would get more likes and who would get more hits.
Yeah.
Now, I am female, which means that I'm more likely, especially on Tinder, to get people coming to me.
Because boys are... Ugh.
Yeah. And so... Sam and I stopped the experiment because Sam didn't get any love.
Oh!
Anyway, dating apps.
Everyone, I love you, Sam. I love you, mate.
Everyone has one at the moment. But there's been one called Badoo that's combed through the user's data to find the sexiest jobs.
Nice.
Now, women most want to date two types of people. And I'm going to go through. We've got a list of 10 of the top jobs for each gender.
Ooh, how many in the top?
Okay, well, we're just going to go through the top five of
top
each
five.
Gender.
Cool.
Okay, so for women most want men to work in these five things. So
this is what women want men. So this is what I want to be working in.
You should be working in to find the perfect woman.
Right.
Yes, let's talk about you, seeing as you're single.
Yeah.
Okay, so in at number five, a lawyer. Are you one of those?
No,
do you have
I've
a law
got a
degree?
Lot of mates that are lawyers, and they seem to do pretty well.
Well, there you go. Number four is music producers. Well, technically, we could possibly fall under that. We make the music mashup.
Yeah, that's producing really shocking sounds.
Exactly. Number three is writers.
Just saying, mine's just loaded.
Two is photographers, and one is barman. I wouldn't have thought barman would have been number one thing that women most wanted.
Hang on.
In saying that, though, three out of the five are in the creative industry.
And we're in the creative industry.
So that to me says something.
What about for this area? Where's farmers? Where's truck drivers? Where's winemakers?
Well, you know what? This is probably from another country. It may not be, and it's not area specific.
Yeah, true.
If Tinder or one of the apps here looked at local data, they'd find that, yeah, that kind
we
of stuff.
We should maybe do our own, maybe next week. I might do a bit of a vox pop.
Okay.
Ask Griffith what they're attracted to.
Okay. Why
I need
not?
To write that down so I don't forget.
For men, they most want to date women who work as, number five, is nurses.
So this is what men are attracted to with women?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I can comment on this.
Yeah, number five is nurses.
Yep.
Number four is entrepreneurs.
You know what? I was in Hospital Australia today, and I did tell them that I would want to marry one of them. So there you go.
I don't know if that counts.
No, because they were amazingly nice and helpful, and they were beautiful, so...
Number four was entrepreneurs. Number three is a doctor staying in the medical field.
Yep. My doctor was a guy.
Oh, well, you know. Number two is chefs.
And really?
And number one, this one surprises me.
Can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say dancers.
No, physiotherapists.
Oh, physios. Okay. So just
apparently
helping.
Women want a creative male and men want
someone that's their mother.
Pretty much, yeah. Someone in the medical field.
Someone that's going to help them when they fall.
Yes.
That's, you know what, I can
vouch for that. A nurse, a doctor, and a physio, totally.
That's so accurate. That really is. It really is.
I don't know. We'll see. I think they're a bit off. But we should totally find out what the referee wants.
I think they're on for men. I think men want someone who's caring, keen to help out.
I know you do.
Yeah.
We all mother you.
What? I do have about 12 mothers.
Yes, in this
growing.
Office.
Yep. This is Clarence M. Let's go! Hey, I want to talk about noisy children and how they don't exist.
Oh, yeah, totally. Any parent can tell you how quiet their kids are.
Yes. Especially, you know, noisy kids on a plane, really annoying. Vacation, really annoying. Public transport, really annoying.
Yeah.
Now, you told me that adults-only resorts exist because of noisy children,
that
pretty much.
That they do.
Now, there's an old Fisherman's Wharf type restaurant over in America, and it's been in business since 1950. It's known for its quiet dining atmosphere, and the owner has come under absolute scrutiny after wanting to ensure that the fine dining establishment kept that way. Quiet, enjoyable, focus on your meals, have good conversation. Now, they have put a sign outside their restaurant that reads, "No strollers, no high chairs, no booster chairs. Children crying or making loud noises are a distraction to other diners."
Wow.
"And as such, are not allowed in the dining room." But this is funny because the owner said that this has been around for ages, years. It's only now, as social media seems to do, it's become a big thing and gone viral on the internet. And as usual, the audience of the many millions are divided.
Of course.
Now, it seems like a lot of people are going, before even going to the restaurant, they're deciding to scold it on Yelp and TripAdvisor and Facebook and all these other type of places.
Yeah, so they've seen the sign and now all the bullies are out.
He's finding that most of the backlash is from people that haven't gone to the restaurant.
Yeah.
But he says that he doesn't ban kids completely. It's the ones that make the noise. And I'm going to have to go on the side of the restaurant and say, what's wrong with some fine dining establishments to be that way? To not have noisy kids. Are you in agreement with this?
I think it depends on the establishment. And it's not just restaurants that do this. You know, you can go away on holidays that are adult-only
resorts
and things. I think it depends on the type of establishment. Some places are very family-friendly, kid-friendly. Then there are places that are like a high-end, high-class restaurant.
Well, this is fine dining. Fine dining's pretty, like...
Normally, if it's fine dining, you're generally not going to take your kid anyway. Why would you want to?
Exactly. You want to enjoy yourself at those times, and you're not going to enjoy a screaming kid.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense as to why you take your kids to a fine dining place in the first place.
It does
place.
Look pretty, you know, it says it's a bustling spot for seafood, serves clam chowder with water views and a side of old school elegant. So it does look, you know, that kind of, even we've got the wedding coming up, patriarchal type setup, you know, nice carpets, nice furniture. But then again, I don't know. He's not trying to discriminate against anybody. He's just banning loud kids.
I reckon he's in the right here.
Oh, good. I'm happy with that.
I reckon he's in the right.
We're in agreement.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam. Right now we have, well, I think she's one of Australia's sweethearts on the phone with us, Bonnie Anderson. She has such an amazing history when it comes to everything in the music and acting industry. And she joins us right now because she's got something pretty awesome that's about to kick off. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You're
very
great.
Well. Better now. Better now.
Now, Bonnie, tomorrow night, you are going to be joining the cast of Neighbours.
Yes, I can't believe it. It's happening. So I've been filming for 3 months and I've been very mysterious, not being able to tell anyone. So it's going to be pretty cool seeing myself. Or a bit weird as well.
Very weird. Yeah, it's different, slightly different to singing. What made you want to get involved? Because you've got a bit of acting experience, but probably not to this, you know,
extent.
No, absolutely not to this extent. I sing, I've sung my whole life, and that's my number one. And when this opportunity came up, I'm all about trying every opportunity.
Absolutely.
I love challenging myself. And this is definitely a moment where I am day in and day out challenging myself, and I love it. I love my job, and I love my character. It's been pretty cool. I'm a part of a really awesome family. Susan Kennedy is my auntie.
Oh, cool.
And who's Jody and Asta is my big sister. And it's amazing. I get to work with some incredible people, and they teach me every day. And I feel like I've grown so much as an actor, and even personally, since I started.
Well, Bonnie, I was going to ask you, how challenging is it to play another persona?
It can be challenging, especially emotionally. There can be some moments where you're really, really stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, just trusting yourself and going with it, And my character, there are some similarities to who I am in my values in life, and then there are also some complete opposites. She's quite guarded, and she's quite awkward, and she has trust issues.
Yeah.
That's the opposite to who I am. I just trust everyone.
Yeah. Bonnie, I sense a slight dark past with Beatrix. I've been, checking your Instagram out, and, you've got the countdown going. Is it hard to play someone? You're obviously quite a very bubbly person in real life. Is it quite hard to play someone that is guarded and quite, a bit dark?
It can be, but it's also a lot of fun. I've never been that person before. And, in awkward situations, myself, I don't let them happen,
Yeah.
And Beatrix creates the awkwardness all the time, So it's really a lot of fun, and that has been a challenge. And just being still with her and my character and just really taking with me. So really, it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, look, Bonnie, I can't wait to see you join the cast
of
Neighbours.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to continue singing and songwriting during this acting process?
150%.
Yes. Awesome.
You've answered everybody now.
Never
That's great. Good.
Fantastic.
I'm releasing some stuff at end of year, so get ready, guys.
Ooh. Yay. Awesome.
Little exclusive right there. Well, Bonnie, I can't wait to hear your new music, but I can't wait to see you on the cast of Neighbours, 6:30 weeknights on 11, and you're joining, is it tomorrow night? Is that right?
Tomorrow night, 6:30
on 11. Okay, Friday night, sorted.
Wait, exactly. Bonnie, thank you very much, and good luck with everything in the next 6 to 12 months.
Thank you guys so much.
No
thank
worries.
You.
See you, Beatrix.
Bye.
Bonnie Anderson joining us right there. And you can catch her on the cast of Neighbours from tomorrow night, 6:30 on 11. Can't wait to see her live. This is Clarence M. Let's go! Sam, Kanye.
Yeah, my boy.
I don't know if I love or hate talking about him, to be honest with
you. I reckon you secretly love him. I really do.
He intrigues me, I think.
Yeah.
Because he is such a different personality to everything else you see.
He is.
He's an extrovert, but at times he's an introvert.
Yeah.
But then he battles with his mental health as well.
Yeah.
And then there's that fine line where you don't know if he's kind of gone off the rails slightly with his mental health or if he's being legitimately serious about certain things.
And, yeah, sometimes he doesn't portray it in the, normal way, so it confuses people.
Yeah, and then you know, there's his clothing line. I don't even like calling it a clothing line though, because
let's
it's so interesting.
Let's not talk about the clothing line because it's It's so expensive for his stuff, and
it's ridiculous
it looks like
what he has.
Garbage.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. But look, Kanye has done something though recently that has, I guess, brought a lot of the people in the mental health field's attention to him.
Okay.
And it's actually for a good reason for once.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So this particular thing has been named Pulling a Kanye.
Yep.
And it's actually a really good thing. And it might improve your workflow in life and in work in general as well.
I'm intrigued.
So obviously his tweets recently have raised quite a few eyebrows. Yep, like I said, people don't know where he's at.
His online book, his ebook, tweets.
Yeah, that one.
And then his rants with TMZ.
Yes, and he doesn't always say the right things.
Oh, he said slavery was a choice, which probably isn't the best choice of words.
No, but he has made the right moves in what he has been physically doing recently. He went and kind of retreated back to Jackson Hole in Wyoming last week. So basically kind of took some time out from where he normally
That's
is.
The country, is it?
I think so. Jackson, yep. From what I've seen on Teen Mum, makes me feel so old and sophisticated. Jackson Hole is like a really nice place to go skiing
something?
And stuff.
No.
No, I'm not telling you anything, Sam.
Okay, sorry, I just thought it was subliminal.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to go skiing and stuff, and it's a beautiful kind of country setting.
Ranch type environment.
Yeah, and he recently went there, last week, to finish his new album, which is dropping at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
And experts have said that the change of scenery can spark greater creativity, improve overall happiness and quality of life. Now, you don't have to go to Jackson Hole to get this.
True.
It's more, I think, about the fact that he's taken the time to step out of his normal routine.
Yep.
Take some time for himself.
Slow down.
Yes.
Be selfish. Selfish is a good thing.
Selfish can be a really good thing at times, especially if you're burning out.
Yep.
And they're actually praising him, and they're calling it pulling a Kanye.
You wouldn't expect if pulling a Kanye was ever used in a sentence.
Oh, you think
you
it was a bad
thing? Expect it was this.
No. So what they're trying to say is that pull a Kanye every once in a while. Take some time out for you, and we're not just talking about like take a day off. Go somewhere that makes you happy, somewhere that you will relax. I'm not talking family holiday here. I'm talking like by the water, by the beach, wherever is relaxing for you.
Yep.
Just to regain yourself.
Mine's Cable Beach and Broome, but I don't think I'm going to get there anytime soon.
Well, you never know. You might go back or you'll find somewhere else closer.
Ooh.
That's a good point, right?
What lake we've got here? Lake Wangan.
Lake
Wangan,
yeah.
Has that got a beach-ish type environment?
Sure.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
In a world where we're full of pollution and there's always that constant, trying to innovate new bits and pieces so that we are more energy efficient and reliant on natural stuff instead of coals and bits and pieces.
Less damage to the environment.
Yeah.
Less footprinty.
Unfortunately, there is a lot of footprint already.
Yep.
And in places like Hong Kong, I know specifically they have quite bad fog.
Yep.
And their air quality is really low.
I've actually got a few old workmates who are in Hong Kong for a work trip at the moment.
Yeah.
So they've been Snapchatting.
And have you seen how bad the quality of air is there?
They're like, oh, great view. And then there's just, it's just clouds.
Yeah, exactly.
Smog.
It's actually not clouds. Yeah, it's smog.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gross. But there is a new invention that has not yet hit the markets. It's just come out this year. And it looks like at the moment it's probably still in prototype stage. But it's a face mask that's going to help you breathe in those high pollution areas. Now, this isn't something new. There are breathing apparatuses that you can buy now.
Yeah, and there's even those standard ones that you see people wearing when they're, like, the Chinese and, you know, Asian countries are really good at it. Even when they're sick, they wear one to not get other people sick.
They're basically like a nurse's or doctor's mask, right? But the new version that they're bringing out kind of is in that same idea, like that same shape.
Yep.
But it's more of a air quality prevention kind of thing.
I'm looking at it for the first time now, and it reminds me of those goggles that you wear underwater that cover your nose and your eyes.
Yes.
They look funny.
Yeah. So, you know how you can get like gas masks at the moment, right?
Oh, like we can get a gas mask?
You can buy gas masks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same kind of idea where it purifies your air, but it's only across your nose and mouth. Now, there are these things out there already, but this particular new one is different because it has a clear part that shows your mouth.
Ah, so you can still see the smiles.
Exactly. So the air filters are on the side of this thing. And that this way, they're saying you can see people's facial expressions.
Yeah.
And it doesn't block off that personal view of someone.
Okay, cool.
So their reasoning behind making these is that the current face masks that are out there hide your smile, hide your facial expressions, make it hard for people to read what you're trying to say, which can be tricky sometimes, depending on if you're an expressive facial person or not. If you don't, if you express lots of facial signals, I guess, whether they be subliminal or not, you won't be able to get those signals normally.
It's through the eyes only.
Exactly. Whereas this new face mask allows you to actually see their smile and their talking and all the rest of it.
I like it. Once you get past the funny side of it looking like a bit of a silly dum-dum.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
It does make sense. It also looks very futuristic. But yep. I reckon this will be available by next year.
Cool.
For sure. So if you're going to one of those countries, you might want to pick one of these up.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.